What's love got to do with it? In February, when the store aisles are all lined with hearts, teddy bears, roses, and chocolate, and apparently love is in the air, I'll think back to that huge number one hit single that Tina Turner made famous in 1984. What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? It's easy to feel that way because hearts do get broken. And when life or love doesn't look like a fairy tale, we can be quick to put our hearts on a shelf and shut the door on those emotions and relationships. I'm not doing that again. I'd rather not risk it. Let's keep love out of it. I get it. It's not easy to trust and put your heart on the line. I like to be in control of my emotions and feelings, but I found as I was attempting to control my heart, I was actually missing moments that God wanted me to trust Him more and show me more of His love for me and who He is through someone, through a challenging relationship, or a circumstance. John writes about love so beautifully. 1 John 4:7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Love has everything to do with it. God's love is made complete in us as we love others. We were created to be loved and to love those around us. John goes so far to say, if we do not love, we do not know God. Love is not simply saying it, it's living it out in our daily lives. Don't just love with words or speech or pretty quotes and verses you put on social media, but love with action and how you live your life. Love your neighbor. There is no descriptor there, simply love. We complicate it and put so many conditions on loving those around us. Yet, as Christ followers, we are called to walk in the way of love. And that example comes from God and is a sacrificial love. Giving, forgiving, reaching out, listening, and leading people to the light, truth, and love of Jesus. Love one another, just as I have loved you, Jesus said. What does that look like as I live my life? Andy Stanley put it this way, what does love require of me? I love that question, and it stuck with me ever since I read it, because I can apply that to every single situation and decision in my life right now. What does love require of me? Try it. Take the little mundane stuff of the day. Like, why do I seriously have to do another load of laundry? Love. I love my family. I love my girls. I want them to have clean clothes. Why do I have to be faithful to my husband? Love. I choose to honor God and love my husband with an unconditional love that's full of grace. Love requires me to choose faithfulness and self-control. Why do I forgive someone that hurt me? Love. Love requires me to show the grace and love I have so freely been given to others. Love requires me to pursue understanding and healing. Yeah, but what does love require me to do when I 100% disagree with someone? Love. Love requires you to love. See how that works? Love requires me to move and react and respond out of a heart of love in a way that reflects the love of the Father to others through my life. That's the truth. So what's love got to do with it? Everything. And it's what the world so desperately needs. Share that today. I'm Lori Klein.